Welcome, everyone, to the God Friend and Me podcast by Fantastic Geek. My name is Matt, and joining me, as always, is Pete. Hello, Pete.
Hello, everyone, and really excited to be bringing you something a little bit different that you've seen out of the Fantastic Geek brand just yet.
Yeah, normally we're talking, you know, Marvel Cinematic Universe stuff or Star Trek or other geeky things, and taking a more introspective turn with God Friend and Me, airing on CBS Sundays this fall. And certainly, Pete, we have a lot of reason to check out this show.
Yeah, in a way, Matt, we kind of come full circle with this. The first podcast we ever did together as a group was Alcatraz all the way back, Matt, can you believe it, in January of 2012. And we're really big fans of the work of Steve Lillian and Brian Winbrandt, who have written this show, who are producing it. And, you know, we had our connection with them. We were able to get them on for an interview and some insight with one of the actors of the show there, and Johnny Coyne, and really have been anxious for them to get this opportunity again and looking forward to it.
Yeah, we've certainly kept an eye on their career as it went to CSI New York, then Hawaii Five-O, then Gotham. And here we are with another original show from them. First with Alcatraz, now God Friend and Me. And the concept is such a unique one that I think, separate from the fact that we're fans of the creators, it's a concept that I think it kind of has you sit up and say, I have not quite seen something like that before.
We're in a post This Is Us TV landscape. And whereas before, you know, and I'm not trying to suppose that Alcatraz was looking to be the next Lost. That's a cliche. And they had one of the stars in Jorge Garcia of Lost. But it was in that mythic type of genre and landscape. And that really was a touchstone for a lot of people. Not to mention the fact that Bad Robot was involved and J.J. Abrams. But, you know, post This Is Us, everybody's looking for that feel-good, connected type of story. And from the moment we both started to see stuff about this, it became very clear to us that this was something not just because of the people involved that we were interested in, but because of the premise.
Yes, and for those not familiar, in a nutshell, the concept is this. You have an outspoken atheist whose life is turned upside down when he's friended by God on Facebook. You know, on the surface, this might sound like a show that has some similarities to Highway to Heaven or Touched by an Angel. You know, certainly it's got religion in the mix, but, you know, it's a contemporary take. And I think, too, as interesting as the Facebook turn is and as modern as that is, the notion that you have an atheist now interacting with who we're supposing is God, that's, I don't know, there's something there where it's like, that's new and that's different.
Yeah, and throw in the fact that, at least in the promotional material for the first episode, that this gets brought about because of a podcast that our main character has.
Well, certainly anytime podcasters can get their fair share on TV, I'm happy about that, Pete.
Yeah, the other thing it offers for us, too, is an opportunity to branch out further. You know, since 2013, we have covered everything in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, whether it's the films and then into the TV and all of those series that have come out since then, whether it's the recent ones like Cloak and Dagger or the returning ones like Iron Fist and Luke Cage. But doing all those and then, you know, really kind of a first love for Matt and definitely a very dear property to me in Star Trek and Star Trek Discovery, doing that. So we thought you know, keeping with the pedigree of Fantastic Geek all the way back to Alcatraz, what with Lil Wynn here, and this new idea in TV where everything doesn't need to be so super serious and action driven and everything else, that this would present for us and for our audience and even for new people something offbeat.
And I think on top of that, there's the hope in this being not just, obviously, there's going to be pondering some religious topics, but the notion that it can be humorous, that it can be uplifting, and kind of have a discussion about some of these larger questions. Hopefully that's in our wheelhouse too, you know, putting on our thinking caps, but not turning it into Bible study class or whatever. The show is not presenting itself as quite so dour, and it's an opportunity to discuss some of these topics that do touch our lives, regardless of your own perspectives, Pete.
Well, when it comes to our perspectives, Matt, we do differ. I believe in Facebook. Matt does not.
That's true. I'm not a Facebook user, and you are, Pete. So right there, differences in perspective, differences in how you approach the world. You know, I imagine every morning there you are, you're checking your feed or your news thing to see what the bots have sent, or however Facebook works. I don't know exactly, but I mean, joking aside, I think it's an opportunity to not just talk about the role of technology in our lives, but again, to kind of, you know, how faith and religion and spirituality and all of that intersect with the world we live in.
And in all seriousness, in terms of, you know, where we're coming to this show in terms of spirituality, I say this not to sound pious, but just to keep it real. I'm the product of 16 years of Catholic school, and I attend Roman Catholic Church just about every week.
Well, Pete, let's take a look at the cast here. Godfriend and Me is headlined by Brandon Michael Hall, playing Miles Finer. He, of course, the atheist who gets friended by God. He's the me, Pete, in Godfriend and Me.
Yeah, coming over from The Mayor on ABC there, and somebody who in a large role here as a person of color in an unusual premise, given the opportunity to shine.
Next in the list, Pete, is Violet Bean as Cara Bloom. She is a leading writer at an online magazine, Pete. She's a journalist. You're a former journalist. I mean, already this is getting better and better.
And somebody who goes back to, you know, our meat and potatoes, she was on The Flash for three seasons from 2015 to 2018.
Also part of the cast, Pete, you have Javica Leslie as Ally Finer. You might know Javica Leslie most recently from A Turn in MacGyver. And there's also Suraj Sharma, who plays Rakesh Sengal. And you might know Mr. Sharma from Life of Pi or Homeland.
And lastly, Matt, rounding out the cast, we have Joe Morton as Arthur Finer.
The Reverend Arthur Finer. And Joe Morton, of course, very well known for a huge body of work, perhaps most predominantly from Terminator 2, Judgment Day. I also mentioned, Pete, my brother-in-law, who is a conductor for New Jersey Transit. He saw Mr. Morton taking the train into New York City not that long ago, maybe 2-3 months ago.
Said, "Hey, that looks like they were filming God Friended Me?"
Possibly, I don't know. But kind of went up to him and said, "Excuse me, are you Joe Morton? You know, oh, I love you in Terminator 2." And I think my brother-in-law mentioned a couple other things that he knew him from. And apparently Mr. Morton, very affable guy, you know, pleased to be recognized, you know, shook his hand, et cetera, et cetera. And, I mean, who doesn't love Joe Morton?
And listen, playing the creator of the Terminator, or at least the guy that takes the chip and, you know, inadvertently triggers the end of the world, was heady stuff back in the 90s. So this is a guy with some deep geek cred. This is a tremendous performer, and he's going to present the flip side to our protagonist here as his father, who is a reverend.
Well, Pete, I know that God Friended Me recently had its turn at the Television Critics Association shindig. Questions were asked, answers given. What were some of the highlights in your mind from the TCA?
Well, perhaps the biggest piece of news that I think it's important that the producers were out in front of is that they're saying there is nothing supernatural about the show. And I think they're smart to do that, because if it was going to be a situation where, I don't know, Matt, I go back to like a Battlestar Galactica, which I adored, but I think ended in a less than satisfying way. Oh, wait, they were angels all along, when they had mentioned that as a possibility before and then completely copped out with at the end. Oh, wait, but what was Starbuck? She was an angel also, and we have head angels, and there are other angels, and angels. It could be a bit much, and I really do appreciate when Brian Winbrandt comes out and says there's nothing supernatural about their show, that we're putting that out there.
A key takeaway for me, and it kind of took a moment for the thought to click, but I know that it was questioned of them, what's the role that Facebook plays in the show? And at first I was like, I don't care the role Facebook plays in the show, like whatever. And then it was like, oh wait, you know, the Facebook that has been in the news lately for sometimes playing a larger role in our lives than maybe we thought, like in the last election, etc. And they said that it was minimal involvement and entirely in the sphere of making sure that Facebook works like Facebook works, you know, that kind of thing. It certainly was not Facebook saying, do this, do that. Also, have more Russians, comrade. None of that stuff. Just Facebook should work the way it works.
Here's a dumb poll. Which God Friended Me character are you? Based on your profile picture. I mean, yeah, I think, and let's be honest, Facebook is a dominant brand in terms of social media, in terms of the sheer number of people who are on that platform compared to any other. Twitter, Instagram, Matt's a big Tinder guy, whatever it is. I'm not going to get into his Grindr portfolio.
None of this is true.
But again, that's a way in which people interact. I mean, I have friends, air quotes, I have never physically met that I interact with on Facebook. Some of them are listeners. Some of them are people who have gotten into the podcast and fantasticgeek.com. Some of them are just random people. And I think it's a really positive and pregnant story way in to examine the role of spirituality and the interconnected nature of humanity.
And I think that's the hope for this show, right? That you get that mix of the kind of secular connectivity that we have through social media, where it is so easy to connect with people that you otherwise you know that you have little in common with or less in common with than they live in the same neighborhood, they work in the same job, they're part of the family, they're a neighbor, that kind of thing. So we are so connected, but I think there's also the feeling in this modern age that there's also a lack of connection, despite all these opportunities and options. And does religion bridge that gap? Some would say yes, some would say no. I'm interested to see how the show mixes all of this together.
I'm particularly interested, too, in the way that they're not going to be preaching a God. This is God in the general sense. This is not the Christian God. This is not the Jewish God. This is not the Islamic God. And you think, too, what more 2018 could we be than to, you know, incite a holy war through the viewership of a TV show? But to examine the general idea, and I'm really looking forward to see how that's presented. Well, Stephen Lillian had this to say, Matt. It's incredibly important to us that we're not preachy or judgmental. We're not here to take sides. We're here to show all points of view. It's an inclusive show, a respectful show, whether you believe or not. Our message is more about believing in each other.
I know, too, the topic came up of an opposing force, an evil force, and there was a great great quote, great quip from Brian Winbrandt that said, the devil would probably be on Twitter. Took me a second to think of different devilish options that there could be, certainly on Twitter, but if nothing else, it's worth a good chuckle, you know, if we're going to be showing Facebook in a good light. Of course, the devil wouldn't be there, Pete. The devil would be somewhere else. Well, Pete, I know that we are super excited to watch God Friended Me. It'll be premiering on Sunday, September 30th at 8:30 after that other American staple on Sundays, after football and then 60 Minutes and then God Friended Me. And really looking forward to digging into this show. It really has this, you know, I think this optimistic view of not just its own stories, but of what a TV show can be. And goodness, if we can't use a little optimism these days.
And as far as what to expect from Fantastic Geek, the thing that we take a lot of pride in is in shooting it down the middle. We're not going to overly praise things when they don't require it or deserve it. And we're certainly not going to be overly critical. And you can expect a recap. We'll analyze certain points of the episode. And then there's always going to be an opportunity for feedback from our listeners.
And indeed, Pete, let's talk about ways that people can share their feedback, their anticipation about God Friended Me and their thoughts once the first episodes air. Pete, how can people be in touch with you?
You can find me on Twitter, and hopefully not the devil, at Peter, PIETERJKETELAR, KETELAAR, 9,939 followers. Can't be wrong.
And while I'm personally on Twitter as Looking Back Lost, do be in touch with the podcast. You can leave a comment on FantasticGeek.com. Check us out on Twitter and Instagram, where we are Fantastic Geek as well. But Pete, I think perhaps the best way for God Friended Me, a show that deals with Facebook, is the Fantastic Geek Facebook page. How can people go there?
Facebook.com/FantasticGeek with the PH, all one word. Like it today. Who knows, Matt? We might friend you.
Well, Pete, we will certainly be talking more God Friended Me ahead of that premiere on September 30th. Until then, hopefully you're subscribed to our God Friended Me podcast feed. You also might want to check out our pop culture podcast feed, which collects everything that we do, whether it's Marvel Cinematic Universe, TV shows, movies, whether it's Star Trek, whether it's other geeky goodness in general. With that, Pete, I will say adios to all our listeners.
Talk to you later.